Woo-hoo-hoo! It's the last day of work for 1 month. Drive. I am going to be putting in my last bit of work until September. It is August 2nd. I don't work until around September 2nd or September 3rd after today. Why? Why? It's because I am going on a vacay, baby. A vacay gone cray cray. At least that's what my friends Rhett and Link, they're doing a little video series on vacay gone cray cray. They listen to your crazy vacation stories and they reenact them. It's quite funny being sponsored. But I digress. We are heading to Europe in 2 days. Today is Saturday. Not tomorrow, but on Monday around 3 p.m. we are boarding a plane which is heading to Europe. The final destination is Hungary, but we are going to be going to Toronto and then Munich, just like the movie, and then we are going to Budapest. I am pumped beyond explanation. I am so excited. I haven't been there in 13 years. You may have heard that already. I don't care. It's just something I have to share with you. And as you become as you come closer and closer to the trip, it starts to sink in that this is actually going to happen. No more dreams, baby. This is really going to happen. You are going to fly over Budapest as the plane comes in on final approach, which is so cool. I literally fly almost right over my cousin's house. They are so close to the airport. We used to play when we were younger. We would actually go outside to play, not for any other purpose. At the end of the street, you could look through a fence and you could see the big open field. And a little bit far away, you would be able to see the airport, the end of one of the runways. So sometimes the planes would come so close, you could almost read the writing, the fine writing on the underbelly of the plane. It was so cool. But you get used to that. Some people, little snobbish people, would say, I don't live in that part of the world where planes fly over the house. I'm too civilized for that. I need my quiet. Well, I'm not one of those people. I like it. It's kind of cool. And you get used to it. Just like a friend of mine who used to live by train tracks. His second house definitely was a step up from the first house. Well, actually, he lived in a tent for a while. It was a step up from his first place anyway. And we went over there. We were quite young, mind you. We went over there, and when the trains came by, we would look at each other. It felt like the whole place was teetering on the edge of a cliff, shaking, sounds, bells ringing or the horn going off on the big CN train, Canada National Railway. And then after a while, you just got used to it. He said he got used to it. Maybe he was just saying that. So today, hopefully work is going to be relatively under control. I could kind of get my last minute things in order, at least make a list and make some serious progress on a, what the heck am I talking about? On a checklist that I can do for tomorrow and maybe Monday morning, and then we are going to be ready. Luckily, Rosanna is getting, you know, doing the packing. I don't think I'd be a good packer. And I'm not talking about football, Green Bay Packers. No, I'm not a great packer. I'm okay with a few things, but to this degree, I'm not that great. Anyway, I pull up beside a car that I think the guy knows me. Very awkward. But anyway, we are on the last stretch, folks. The last stretch. Can you feel it with me? Can you feel the love tonight? Can you feel it? The moments before you go on vacation. Are you even there? Are you even at work anymore? No, I haven't been at work for months. Thinking about this. Do you realize I had to plan it? I had to plan 1 year ahead to get this approved. Because our system of vacation, taking vacation time, is a 1 week at a time rotation through a department. So, the first person picks a week, then it goes to another person. And if there's, let's say, I don't know how many of us were there in the department at the time. I think there was something like five or six of us. So I had to beg everybody, or at least let them know. I don't know if I might have begged, and I would have begged. I would have begged if necessary. But I had to ask them, guys, I want to take August off. Please, let's not overbook August where there's too many guys off. And anyway, the guys were more than happy to comply. And here we are. It's happening. It's happening. I will give you updates on my vacation and if I'm going to be starting another channel or not. Deliberate, blah, blah, blah. I'll let you know if I'm starting another channel or not for the vacation only podcast. We will see. But for now, thanks for watching. Yeah, thanks for watching the From the Hip audio podcast. I'm telling you, my mind is gone, Freddy. I haven't been here. My mind is gone. It's gone, baby. Anyway, seems appropriate I should end it with my trademark signal in the background. Come on, light! Oh.